لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يجادل في الله بغير علم ويتبع كل شيطان مريد. كتب عليه أنه من تولاه فأنه يضله ويهديه إلى عذاب السعير. يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في ريب من البعث فإنا خلقناكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم من علقة ثم من مضغة مخلقة وغير مخلقة لنبين لكم ونقر في الأرحام ما نشاء إلى أجل مسمى ثم نخرجكم طفلا ثم لتبلغوا أشدكم ومنكم من يتوفى ومنكم من يرد إلى أرذل العمر لكي لا يعلم من بعد علم شيئا وترى الأرض هامدة فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وربت وأنبتت من كل زوج بهيج. ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأنه يحيي الموتى وأنه على كل شيء قدير وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها وأن الله الله يبعث من في القبور. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, you have just heard verses 3, 4, 5, 6 and 7 of Surah Al-Hajj. In verses 2 and 3 of Surah Al-Hajj, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to the corrupt beliefs and the wrong ideologies of Nadhr ibn Haris. Nadhr ibn Haris was an arch enemy of Islam, like Abu Jahl. He did not believe in life after death, in resurrection. He believed that the angels, they are the daughters of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And he also used to propagate and tell people that the Quran is nothing but a storytelling book. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala condemns the corrupt beliefs of Nadhr ibn Haris. And Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. That among people, there is that person who disputes regarding Allah without any knowledge. وَيَتَّبِعُ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ. And he follows every shaitan that is rebellious. كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ مَنْ تَوَلَّاهُ فَأَنَّهُ يُضِلُّهُ وَيَهْدِيهِ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ. It is decreed upon such a person that whosoever befriends that person, referring to Nadhr ibn Haris, whoever stays in his company, in his companionship, and befriends him, then Nadhr ibn Haris will mislead that person and take that person towards the fire, towards the punishment of the fire of hell. From this verse we understand the importance and the implications of companionship and friendship. It all depends how a person's friend is. The person will act according to that. Every human being by nature is stealthy. He gets affected with the environment that is around him. If the person stays in the company of a pious person, he will become pious, he will think pious, he will do the correct and the right things. But if the person stays in the company of the wrong person, then the thinking, the practice of his friend will have an effect on him. And that is why Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Oh, you who believe, fear Allah. And this fear for Allah can come into a person by staying in the company of the pious people. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الْمَرْءُ عَلَىٰ دِينِ خَلِيلِ فَلْيَنْذُرْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. A person is on the path of his friend. He is on the path of his companion. So, be very careful who you befriend and whose company you stay in. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about Nadhr ibn Haris and condemns his attitude, his thinking, his philosophy and his ideology. In verses 5 and 6 and 7, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us about life after death, resurrection, and standing in the court of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And he gives us two thought-provoking examples of the concept of life after death. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about the formation of a person in the womb of his mother and mentions eight phases of life. The first one being the person being created from sand. Second, from a drop of sperm. Third, from congealed blood, fourth from a piece of meat, whether it is shaped or unshaped, and then the fifth phase being the development in the womb of the mother, the sixth phase, the person coming out as a baby, the seventh phase, the youth, and the eighth phase is old age. Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the eight phases of life. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings to our attention that the person was non-existent. He was nothing. A non-existent matter. Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala granted him existence from non-existent. And from one phase to another phase, to the third phase, to the fourth phase. And every time a person looks at the phase in front of him, it was not existent, Allah brought him into that phase. And then the person looked at the phase behind him, he realizes that it was there, it is no more. The same goes with the concept of life after death. The life in the hereafter is not in front of us now, we will go there. But when we sit back and we look back, then we will realize that Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has taken us from one phase to another phase. Similarly, Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds us of the concept of life after death. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, in kuntum fi raybin min al-ba'th. O people, if you are in doubt about life after death, about resurrection, then think, sit back, reflect, ponder, Inna khalaqnakum min turab. Verily, we have created you from sand, summa min nutfa, then from a drop of sperm, summa min alaqa, and then from congealed blood, summa min mudgha, and then from a piece of flesh, mukhallaqatin wa ghayra mukhallaqa. Sometimes that piece of flesh, it is completely formed, or sometimes it is not completely formed. This example Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives, لِنُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ, so that we may explain to you and bring to you our power and our qudrat, and our qudrat may be made manifested before you. وَنُقِرُّ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ مَا نَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And then we retain in a womb whatever we wish till a specified period of time. ثُمَّ نُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا. And then when the child comes out from the womb of the mother, we take him out as a baby and a small child. ثُمَّ لِتَبْلُهُ أَشُدَّكُمْ. And then we nurture him so that he may reach his age of maturity, his youth. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضِ الْعُمُرِ. And among you there are some people who pass away before old age. And among you there are certain people who are returned to the worst part of the age, old age, so that he may know after, so that he may not know after having knowledge, he may not know anything after having knowledge of something. So Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the different phases of man, and from the time of his birth right until his death. It is mentioned in one hadith, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, Haddathana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam huwa sadiqul masduq. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated to us, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sadiq, he is truthful, he is masduq, and whatever he says, it has been testified to be truth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ خَلْقَ أَحَدِكُمْ يُجْمَعُ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ يَوْمًا نُطْفَى ثُمَّ يَكُونُ عَلَقَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ ثُمَّ يَكُونُ مُضْغَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ ثُمَّ يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكَ بِأَرْبَعِ كَلِمَاتٍ. Then one of you stayed in a womb of his mother for 40 days in a form of a sperm. Then in a form of congealed blood for another 40 days. And then for another 40 days in a piece of, as a piece of flesh. When 120 days pass by, then Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends an angel with four things, to write down four things. One is the lifespan of the individual, the risk of the individual, the practice of the individual, and how the person is going to die, whether the person is going to die as a shaqi or as a sa'eed. Whether it's going to be a fortunate person dying in the state of iman, or whether it's going to be an unfortunate person who died in the state of kufr. ثم ينفخ فيه الروح, and after these four things are written, then only soul is blown into the fetus. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to all this in the verse of the Quran Kareem. Old age, Allah refers to an old age, yeah, in the ayat of the Quran Kareem, it was a dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-bukhl, wa a'udhu bika min al-jubn, wa a'udhu bika min an arudda ila ardhil al-umr, wa a'udhu bika min fitnati dunya wa adhab al-qabr. The meaning of the dua is, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from being a miserly person. I seek refuge in you from being a cowardly person. And I seek refuge in you from old age, or the worst part of an old age, where you become completely muhtaj, dependent and desperate on the next person. And I seek refuge in you from the fitna of the dunya, and of Allah, I seek refuge in you from the punishment of the qabr. Further, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then gives us another thought-provoking example of the concept of life after death. And he speaks about a land that is completely dry, a land that does not produce anything, no crops, nothing. Suddenly rain comes down, and Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala makes the ground fertile. So Allah says, وَذَرَ الْأَرْضَ هَامِدَةً فَإِذَا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلِيهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ وَأَنْبَتَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. And you will see the ground dry. And suddenly, we will send on the ground water in the form of rain. And that will actually stir up the ground. And it will make the ground swell up with crops, vegetation, and the different bounties of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The ground shows signs of growth. And finally, the ground will then grow every beautiful crop that is attractive. This is the Qudrat and power of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So just as the ground was completely barren, not fertile, unable to produce, but after rain comes down, how Almighty Allah Tabarak changed the condition of the ground. Likewise, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, when we are buried in the ground, and just as Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will make the ground produce crops, on the day of resurrection, Allah will take us out from the ground, and Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will present us before Himself. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْحَقُّ وَأَنَّهُ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَأَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that this example that we have given about the formation and the different phases of man, and the ground being fertile, and the ground then producing and making the ground fertile, that is to prove that indeed Allah is Haqq. Allah is a doer of everything. Allah makes things happen. And it is to show that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will bring to life the dead after they have died. Allah is the one to bring them back to life. وَأَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And verily, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is Qadir. He is capable over each and everything. Nothing is impossible in the sight of Almighty Allah. Allah is Qadir Mutlaq. He does each and everything. And nothing is impossible for Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Finally, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells to us, وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. And verily, the day of Qiyamah is soon to come. It will definitely come. There's no doubt in that. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. And verily, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will raise those people that are in the qabr to stand up and come before Him to give an account for His actions and for His deeds. These are some of the verses. Verses 3 till verses 7 of Surah Al-Hajj. And Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala reminds us of the concept of life after death. When a person goes for Hajj, he also should conscientize himself and remind himself about the ultimate journey towards the Akhirat, why is it producing and why is it proceeding to the Baytullah in Makkah Mukarramah? That is the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He should remind himself that I am going to one day proceed towards Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself and give an account for my actions and deeds. So when donning the haram and saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. The person should not just think that he donning the haram and saying Labbaik and entering in a state of ihram and producing to a Baytullah. Today he is going to the house of Allah, but he should remind himself that one day he is going to go toward Allah himself and to give an account of his actions and his deeds. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand the message of the Quran al-Kareem, and may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make grant all of us to perform Hajj and grant all of us Hajj Mabrur and Hajj Maqbool. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.